This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. Thanks for listening, folks. Glad to have you. By the way, we welcome your emails, too. A little archaic, I know, but we do like them. Even your, you know, handwritten notes are kind of fun, too. Send them to K-Fire location on East Rosser or South University for us in Fargo, either one. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your mail through the post office won't get us in time to ask a question of the governor, but your calls will, your emails will. Governor Doug Burgum will join us momentarily, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, on the program. Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Rutcher from the University of Mary will check in with us coming up later this hour, but we have the first two segments here with Governor Burgum and look forward to your calls, questions, and comments for him. Somebody called or sent a text, I guess, and said, what about an Easter egg pie? Travis was already gone from Village Inn, so I couldn't ask him about that. But Todd has volunteered to make one and let us know how it's going.
Easter egg pie. There might be some Cadbury involved in that or something.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So we're watching.
I like that.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakota FlagpoleGuy.com. Jim's the man. American-made flags, flagpoles, they do it. You can call them at 701-571-FLAG. As he often reminds us, making America great starts with you. Showing your community and your country you stand behind America. Replace that political yard sign from last year with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. ND, FlagpoleGuy.com. And Jim, let you remind your community, we all stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. And all of them, American made, as I said. 701-571-FLAG or ND, flagpoleguy.com. And a lot of you have it. I tell you, there might not be a business in North Dakota doing business in the greatest country on the face of the earth that doesn't have a flag right in front. So we'd appreciate that. Governor Burgum is here. Hello, Governor. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for the time, and glad you're here. Any questions for the governor are certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. And we're going to go right up to Grand Forks. Marlene had a question on property taxes that you're probably the perfect person to answer. Go ahead, Marlene. What's your question?
Well, I'm a widow, and I appreciate those, tax reductions. You know, I don't care if they come from the county or the state. I know I need them. I have a small insurance, but taxes just gobbled it up, you know. And, I don't care which one pays for it, but when you said my taxes would go up, that doesn't make any sense. How can I get a tax reduction if the taxes are going to go up?
Oh, and hang on a second, Marlene. So what she's talking about, Governor, we mentioned last hour that there was a debate going on right now about what you've talked about before, the state takeover of the social services that would allow some property tax relief, but to do just that would mean there would be less tax relief than currently exists. So now the question is, you know, do you do any more? How do you do it? And you have said before you don't want taxes going up. Is that still the plan? Taxes will not go up from Arlene and others?
Well, as Scott has said, it's a bit of a complex math in here. But, you know, bottom line is the state over the past number of sessions has taken over $1 billion of what was historically local spending, because property taxes was a local issue driven by, you know, cities, counties, townships, park districts, school districts, they were the ones that set it. The state, you know, wasn't in the business of either, you know, setting property tax rates or collecting those property tax rates. During the boom, the state decided to effectively subsidize local spending by saying, hey, we're going to give some relief here. We're going to send some checks out. Some of those checks, maybe in Marlene's case, actually made it all the way to her bill, and she got a reduction in other places. The local subdivision took that check. It was a blank check coming from the state, and they spent it on city infrastructure, expanding the footprint of the city. They spent it on new schools. It got absorbed at the local level before it got to anybody's checkbook. So it varied across the state on whether anybody actually had a property tax dollar reduction or not, because it depended on what direction the mill levies and local spending was going. So from a policy standpoint, you know, sending a blank check to the local subdivisions isn't good policy, and it's not sustainable in a situation where we're trying to take $1.5 billion out of a $6 billion, you know, budget. Our legislators here are facing the toughest job that any legislature's faced since the Great Depression, which is trying to, you know, cut a budget by 25%. And so it's not sustainable, it's bad policy, and this is going to put the discipline back on the local subdivisions who have the taxing authority and who have the decisions. They can make the decisions on how expensive local government is, and so it gets the authority back where the accountability is. What is going on the social services piece on the counties right now? The counties have to spend about $170 million a year collectively across the state on stuff that's mandated to them by the state or by the federal government. They don't really have any control on some of the social services they're required to deliver. So in this case, what the state is offering to do is to pick up that tab, and in return, the taxpayer eliminate the 20 mills the counties currently have, 20 mill authority to tax people locally for social services. And this is, again, trying to get the accountability and the spending back where it belongs, because the state and the feds are responsible for that, for those rules, then we ought to be the ones that are paying for it. So it does create another 20 mills of permanent tax relief for the taxpayer on top of all the permanent tax relief related to the school formula. So now I think we're up to over almost $1 billion every biennium that is being paid by the state permanently to reduce local taxpayers, but burden on property tax. So going forward, if we want taxes to be lower, we got to build more efficient school districts and more efficient local government.
So Marlene's point, retired, fixed income, want to make sure that the property tax is going up. Are you saying that's something you can't commit to from the state perspective because the county needs to do that? Or are you saying that is the ultimate goal, that however this change happens between how property tax relief is done now and how it will be done, the goal is to get everybody even?
Well, I wouldn't say even. I mean, it depends on where Marlene's living. You know, Marlene's, you know, living in a part of the state where property values were, been skyrocketing, which we've got some of that in the, you know, in the Northwest or in some urban areas, depending on what the locals were doing on with their mill levies, her property taxes might have been going either up or down. So the 12% buy down that was coming from the state may or may not have made it all the way to her pocketbook. It was going to show up on her form because it was required by law that on her form that it said there was 12% taken off the bottom, but you know, if her school district was building a new school, maybe only 2% of that was reaching her. So it varies actually by every individual, how much, and, you know, what school district they're in, what county they're in, what city they're in. And so it's just another reason why the state's got to get out of this, because the state doesn't really control what the cost of local government is. We should be paying for the stuff that we are, like social services. We should be paying for that. And the rest of it, you know, if citizens got an issue with their property tax, they'd be talking to people that are setting the property tax rates and designing how big and wide their cities are, because that's one of the big cost drivers of property taxes is the footprints of the cities we have.
All right, Marlene, here's my suggestion. You you keep tabs on the local folks there on the spending side and where it's going, and we'll do the same on the state side as this thing gets sorted out, and keep you posted, and I appreciate your call. Ed and Minot for Governor Burgum, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Easter to Doug, the governor, and his first lady. First thing, I'm a truck driver. I've been driving truck for quite a few years, and I'm hampered quite a bit by the load restriction law, which I know is needed to save the roads, but everything in North Dakota is transported by truck. You know, agriculture, oil. Construction, you know, everything is brought in by truck. And then when they put load restrictions on, it really hampers the movement of any kind of product. And it cuts down on people's pocketbook, you know. So I was wondering if there's a better way to do a load restriction thing than they do when they just slap them on, and then I don't know if they how the formula works or not, but I mean it makes a definite difference in people's lives the way that things are working.
Yeah, Ed, thanks for calling in, and thanks for what you do, because obviously the transportation, particularly trucking industry, is a really important industry in our state, and I know our legislature's been working hard to try to find that right balance between helping the truck drivers and the companies and the farmers that they serve, and balancing that with all the taxpayers and the cost of our roads, because I know our DOT budget's been over $1 billion. Some of the past biennials, we poured a lot into road infrastructure, and it's a 10% increase in load weight can sometimes cause over a 40% reduction in how long a road lasts. So, you have to be careful on these limits, because if you get them too high, our roads deteriorate very rapidly. I did sign this week a bill which is gives some flexibility for agriculture to have larger loads.
Excuse me, Governor, hold that thought. We'll finish that on that the latest bill after the break.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sing into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 3rd through 8th to open a totally free checking account. You'll receive a free gift and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation ATM and check card. Your Gate City Bank ATM and check card lets you use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 7th for cupcakes and a chance to win a $500 gift card. It's the Sing into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC, no purchaser account necessary to enter the drawing.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Mind. Governor Doug Burgum with us on the program. A few texts we're going to get to here. You can text more if you'd like, 367-2054. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pfeiffer's. Pfeiffer's is busy. They got a lot of things going on right now, and looking at, Dunn County today, they have an auction that's happening there, 640 acres, and then next Wednesday, about 479 acres, Sheridan County. They're doing the Western Dakota Construction and Ag Equipment Auction in Bowman next Friday. See the whole list at Pipers.com. Call them for a catalog at 877-700-4099. Did you want to say any more on that transportation bill that the previous caller called about, Governor?
No, I was just saying that there are a couple of bills coming through. One I signed yesterday that increased load limits for agriculture, both field to storage and then from their own farm storage to point of sale. So that's going to give some people some more flexibility. But, you know, North Dakota is a tough place for roads with that freeze-thaw thing we have in the spring. If we got heavy loads when the thaw's coming out, we can wreck roads in a hurry. So, I know our DOT works hard with all the agriculture groups and the energy groups trying to make sure that we get the right balance between giving people as big a loads as they can that are safe to handle and help drive the economy, but also make sure that we're not wrecking the roads so that it costs too much to all of our taxpayers. So it's a good balance. We're trying to make sure we got good data on how roads last, so we're not being arbitrary and being smart about how we manage it with the highway patrol. But I'd say, all in all, we're a state that is we passed another law earlier in the session that creates some coordination between us and other states, so people are doing multi-state transportation that we're consistent with states around us. So I'd say, all in all, it was a good session for truck drivers and transportation this legislative session.
A listener wants to know what you make of the justice reinvestment laws that are making their way through the session currently, moving corrections to funding upstream to focus on behavioral health funding versus more prison spending. How are we doing?
Well, I think we're heading in the right direction. It's big dollars in the scheme of the whole state budget, but $7 million is a great start of trying to move that out. It costs us $41,000 a year to incarcerate someone. If we're doing that, we're not making, we shouldn't be in the business of trying to make better prisoners or trying to make better neighbors. These people do get out. And 75% of the people in prison in North Dakota today have got some kind of an addiction issue. And we have to make sure that we're trying to treat addiction like the chronic disease it is, because we can't arrest our way out of a national addiction problem. Whatever that addiction is, whether it's alcohol or now opioids, so we just have to be smart about it. And I think there's some really great thought and adjustment reinvestment act that's working its way through the session that could help start moving our state in the right direction, which will be, save taxpayers' money, which is what we're about. We want to save taxpayers' money, and we want to make sure that when people, get clean and sober, that they can stay clean and sober and stay out of the justice system where they cost us all a lot of money.
What are you doing for kids? Wants to know another listener. Any innovation in school legislation that you see, being a cut above?
Well, I had a great day earlier this week. I had a chance to go over to Simley Middle School in Bismarck and meet with an eighth grade class. They got a teacher there and the class and the teacher just won a national award from Samsung, $25,000 in technology for word. They had given these kids a blank slate of paper, and they ended up inventing a solar powered charging station for phones that could be put in a public space, public park, for people that are, homeless, that may not have a place to go plug in their phone. And, they're solving real-world problems. They're doing it through design, understanding customers, understanding policy. So that the project-based learning, these kids were so energized, so active. They're not sitting at desks. They're building prototypes. They're solving problems. I looked at the process they were doing, and I say this is the same process that people use when they're designing products at any tech company in the world. And what a great thing that we're giving our kids a chance to do that. And the new innovative education legislation that we just signed this last week is going to give more schools the opportunity to, build that kind of student-centered, competency-based learning, project-based learning into all of their STEAM programs, the science, technology, engineering arts and math classes to give people real world experiences. That keeps kids engaged. When kids are engaged, and they're curious, then they keep learning. So exciting to see that. That was a piece of bipartisan legislation that had the support of Superintendent Basler, and a great piece of legislation. Kudos to all of them for getting that started. And I know that the educators across the state, frontline teachers, principals, superintendents, they get a chance to apply essentially for waivers to add innovative programs in their schools, and we're gonna let innovation bloom around the state.
I want to squeeze in one question myself here, and others are welcome. Text 367-2054 or call us at 258-0550. But just a couple of minutes left, so we're going to rush through these quick questions, quick answers. Mine's on the minerals under the lake. I know that's been a hot topic that at the Capitol, but hasn't got a lot of attention in the media. And what's the best route? How do we solve this issue?
Well, this is a big one, and it's still, it's playing out. The legislature hasn't made it to my desk yet. We got a legislative process, and we'll see, what, if anything, comes to my desk before I fully weigh in. But it's a very complex issue, because you're talking about, trying to make determinations about, where the river was before it was a lake, who owns the minerals, and you've got, federal, you've got tribe, you've got state, you've got private, and I've sort of joked, I said, this is a lawyer's dream, because, maybe we can get some clarity coming out of this thing and keep the state and the private sector out of a bunch of lawsuits about who owns these minerals and do it in a thoughtful way. But we'll see which legislation came. But this, again, before there was horizontal drilling, this wasn't much of an issue. But from 2010 forward, it became a very big issue and a lot of money at stake here and a lot of people paying attention to what direction this is going. So this will be an interesting one in the last couple of weeks.
Texter says, I work for a county highway department in western North Dakota. I see firsthand how we waste millions of dollars to repair roads in a manner that does not typically last 1 week or through one rainstorm. Is there anything that can be done to monitor situations by departments like these? The decision to use these methods come from the very top. We fought all the way down because of a man on the field knows what the results will be and what the proper methods of repair are, but are not allowed to properly repair them.
Well, this is I love hearing stuff like this because, one of the things that we talked about is whether it's a teacher in the classroom or a guy driving the snowplow or the person, out on an inspection. The frontline people in our state are often the ones that know what the best way to do things are. And one of the things we want to try to do is tap into that frontline learning. And during periods of rapid change in technology and new approaches, you want to try to push decision making as close to the edge of the customer as you can. That's one of the themes we're going to try to keep working on. And so again, I'll take that as feedback. And I know who to follow up with on that one, but I appreciate him passing that on.
We'll forward it on, and someone else said to say thank you to the First Lady for all the good work she's doing on tackling addiction, so pass that on as well. We're out of time, unfortunately. We'll do it again soon after the session, maybe when things slow down. Thanks, Governor.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Scott, and your family over here.
I appreciate it. Same to you and yours. More after this. Checking in at the University of Mary with Monsignor Shea next. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. All day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know what spring means? Planting. Right? Get back in the field. Not long after that, a little spring. That's when we talk about our friends at High Plains Apache, where they have the best of the best, that Apache sprayer. Any make, any model. They have the ET Ag Center for all your ag application parts. And the great thing about an Apache sprayer is that it has the power to climb the toughest grades, get you through they're all tough stuff, the unfavorable ground conditions. But it's fuel efficient, it's reliable, you got operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. 5 years, there's peace of mind. Great resale value when you buy one of these two. New, used, check it out at highplainsapache.com or come see them. Right across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, 1701 Eastside Court, or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com. So we get the good pleasure of checking in with our friends at the University of Mary about things that are happening. And there are things happening at the University of Mary. Hardly a week passes. I don't get a press release of some significant event. So that's why we do this. In addition, little secret, we really like Monsignor Shane Jerome Rector. They add so much to our program that we get to have him here check in. So, gentlemen, I welcome you back to What's on Your Mind. Monsignor Shane, how are you?
Great to be with you, Scott. Great to be with all your listeners today. I'm doing well. The sun's shining here in Bismarck.
Yes. And Jerome, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott, for having us.
All right. So it's a good time to have a pastor here because, as you both know, that we are getting ready to send my mother to her heavenly reward. I want to first ask you a little bit about Easter and the significance of it. In our case, in our family, is, you know, we're losing our mom and it's Easter. And I have to tell you, Father, I know, Monsignor, sorry, I know some people, they think, well, your mom's dying. Aren't you a little more sad? And of course, I'm sad and had my teary goodbyes and all that. But part of me is very glad and very happy that her suffering is done. And I also know from the faith that I got in my 52 years from her where she is going. Is that something we should think about at the time of death?
Scott, these are the holiest days of the year. And, of course, our prayers go out to you and your family, and especially for your mom in this moment. You know, these are the days in which we enter as Christians. Christians enter in these days into the great drama of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And we think about how he entered into human pain, human suffering, the human condition and the depths of its darkness so that he might raise us up out of it as he himself rises from the tomb. And so this is a beautiful time in which we can think about the realities of death and life in family, in sorrow, in suffering, and joy in human life. It's the exact time to be praying about and thinking about all of those things. And in fact, our faith, you talk about your faith of 52 years, our faith is meant to help us to make sense of that, because in our own lives, we carry that same drama of joy, suffering, confusion, heartache, and salvation.
And, you know, I hear some people from time to time question, how in the world can you call Good Friday Good Friday when Good Friday is about the cross? Would you just quickly kind of walk folks through, you know, the significance of Holy Thursday and what it is we as Christians are recognizing on that day, Good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just real quickly, and then we'll shift to some conversation about the things that are happening out there. I thought it'd be kind of nice just for folks to a little refresher in that regard.
Well, sure. So Holy Thursday is today. Our Lutheran friends often call it Maundy Thursday, and that's because we received a mandate today, a command from Jesus to love one another. He gave us the gift of a commandment, a new commandment, that we should love one another as he has loved us when he celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples. And so that's the celebration of today. He humbly bends down and washes his disciples' feet. He gives us the gift of his body and his blood, and then he goes out into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he begins to contemplate his passion, and he sweats blood for us. You make a good point about the mystery of tomorrow being called Good Friday. For us as Christians, it doesn't seem very good. It seems like the most horrible thing that ever happened. But, of course, it's good for us. It's good for us that God's love for us is so great and that it takes such a dramatic sign to draw us into that love. And then the world sits silent on Holy Saturday. The Saturday is the most silent day of the year. And in the evening, as the sun begins to set, and as darkness covers the earth, the world prepares for the resurrection of Christ. So that's what Christians believe about these coming days. When the sun rises on Easter Sunday, of course, the Son of God has risen as well, and much more importantly. It's hope for the whole world. It's new life.
Monsignor James Patrick Shea and Jerome Richter with us from the University of Mary today, and I appreciate very much that life gets so busy. You know, it really does, even as a lifelong Catholic, you know. To sit and ponder each of those things, yes, always attend Holy Week services, always there, but many times my mind is racing to what needs to be done and where to go and what's happening and what's going on. It's nice to just have a little reset on why this is such a sacred, sacred week, so I appreciate that very much. We want to also talk about Vision 2030 today and talk a little bit about what the University of Mary needs. All right? So, you know, we just talked about the importance of this week. Imagine the students at the University of Mary having that solid faith, knowing that faith, but also having just this incredible education and what they can go out and do with it. I'm not sure there is a way for us to do more than by saying, University of Mary, we want you to have what you need to do more of this, to continue to build this, to continue down this path. And that's really what Vision 2030 is all about. And, Jerome, maybe a refresher on, you know, just kind of where you're at in the campaign from the standpoint of what has already been raised and what you're looking to continue to raise.
Scott, thank you so much. And as Monsignor mentioned, we're praying for you and for your mom and for your family. especially during this holy time. But as I was listening to you and Monsignor talk, I couldn't help but be inspired by what you're both saying, and then also in how this relates to Vision 2030. What, the conversation that you just had is the reason we do what we do. We here at the University of Mary are Christian, we're Catholic, we're Benedictine, and we want to form the whole person, an education for life, so that as our young students go off into the wider world as servant leaders, as Christ washed the feet of his disciples on Holy Thursday, and they are to wash the feet of the people around them, we want to make sure that they're formed well enough to be those leaders. And Vision 2030 is how we hope to make sure that we're able to serve them well so that they can become the servant leaders that we need. And so God is continually blessing us out of the great generosity of so many people. Our phase one goal of Vision 2030 is $96 million. We just crossed $61 million a couple weeks ago, and that's a huge accomplishment for the region and for the people, for the university. We opened up a 276-bed hall for young ladies in this fall. We just opened the field house in January. We're going to have our President's Club dinner and banquet next week in the new field house, and there'll be about 650 to 700 people there to take in the new and massive facility to help with wellness, with our athletics, et cetera. And then here's the pinnacle of vision, of phase one of Vision 2030 is our Lumen Vitae University Center. And again, this goes back to the point that you and Monsignor were talking about. Lumen Vitae is Latin. It's our motto, light of life, that our students should leave with a light of life, that they understand life, even through the sufferings, the hardships, there's the joy of understanding that life is beautiful. And so the Lumen Vitae University Center, it's coming. We're close, and we're hoping to open it here in September. And so that's where we're at. And then the last thing is we've just crossed also the 4,000 mark on gifts that have been received towards Vision 2030. And so we're feeling very, very grateful. And we'll be praying for all of our donors and friends and benefactors during this holy time.
Monsignor, there are many people listening to us right now who have the means to contribute to anything they want, and really very large dollar amounts. And most of the folks that I know that are generous, that enjoy sharing their good hard-earned money, want to know it's going to be used well. When you sit down with donors, what do you tell them about once this vision is complete, what can happen?
Well, we speak about the transformative nature of the education that we offer to students and its impact, particularly for the communities of North Dakota. In other words, we know, so University of Mary, as you know, has campuses all over the world and all over the country. So we're in Arizona and Montana and Minnesota and Kansas and Peru and Rome. We have campuses all over the world. But what we want more than anything is to enrich this place, which has been our home now for almost 60 years. The Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery founded Mary College in 1959. And so almost 60 years ago now, we were founded to serve the needs of the people of this region and beyond. So for instance, to take one of the great needs in our area is the training of engineers. And so after we put a bow on that Lumen Vitae University Center, our dream is to build North Dakota's next School of Engineering. We already have some beautiful and impressive schools of engineering, but there's a need here in Western North Dakota for the training of engineers who are culturally prepared for the workplace, who are filled with the kinds of values that we infuse in all of our education, and we're dedicated to that. So we're always scanning the horizon and saying, what does the region in which we live need from us? How can we serve? How can our students serve? It's not about us. It's not about our self-glorification. It's not about us getting our piece of the pie, so to speak. It's about us being better equipped to be able to serve. And we tell that to our students, too. Your life is not about you. It's your life, but it's not about you. And until you find a way to give yourself away in love, until you find a way to pour your life out in service to others, you'll never be happy, you'll never be free, you'll never really find purpose or meaning in life. And so that's what we tell them, and we believe, and I believe, that's the kind of work which is noble enough to merit people's support. And now more than 4,000 people in Vision 20 evidently agree.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful. All right, more on that when we come back. 16 before the top of the hour. What's on your mind? Don't touch that dial.
serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, boy, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So it sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Things about this job is I get to travel the great state of North Dakota, and I've come to know the people so well, and I absolutely love it. I really do. It traveling around and getting to know folks is just so much fun to be part of this show. And you know, it's also, you know, you're running around a lot. You got to do. Guess what? Always saved by the Petroserve USA. Many a meals, that great 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza that's always hot, fresh, delicious. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies. Don't tell my wife. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and they connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's Farm Fields, too, to give you a little choice of the pump. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are now part of the PetroServe USA family as well. But, you, of course, can find them in Valley City. Beautiful new store going up there. And Castleton and West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead into Minnesota. PetroServe USA up there in Bemidji, down there in Wahpeton. You'll find Bismarck, Mandan, of course, locations as well. So check them out. All right, a couple minutes left with our guest from the University of Mary today. Checking in, as we do monthly, with our friends from the University of Mary of all the good things that are happening there. Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary. Jerome Richter, the vice president for public affairs, joining us. We've been talking a little bit about their needs in a monetary sense for their vision, this vision of what the University of Mary will become. And before the break, Monsignor, you were saying that people willingly, joyfully apart with their hard-earned dollars because they see the noble cause that is going, you know, that is happening, that is going on right now. Anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I just want to. I think that as spring breaks across the prairies, we're just very, very grateful for the tremendous support that we've experienced from the people of North Dakota and then throughout the country. Really, we have donors who look at what's happening here on the plains of North Dakota, who see what we're doing at the University of Mary, who are deeply gratified by that. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all the blessings we've received and the kindness of people.
Now, you have a 2030 vision, but I know you well enough to know there's probably one beyond that. You got a lot of work here, but Jerome, what's the, I love the idea of a big old blank canvas and seeing what's there now and what it can be come together. What is the vision 2050? What is the vision 2080? What are you looking at beyond this?
Well, Scott, let me share a story with you. My wife, about 4 or 5 months ago, asked me, what's your week look like? Are you going to be busy? And I said, Sarah, you don't get to ask that question anymore. With Vision 2030, I know what I'm doing for about the next 15 years, and it's going to be busy. It's just going to be the particulars. And so as much as you and Monsignor are visionaries, I'm just going to stay with Vision 2030 now. We're not going to look towards Vision 2050 yet because there's a lot of wonderful things to accomplish by the year 2030. As I was mentioning, the Lumen Vitae Center comes on, as Monsignor brought up, the School of Engineering. We want to be very good stewards of the resources we have. And so as soon as the Lumen Vitae Center comes on, we're going to be moving dining into that. It's going to have an upstairs and a downstairs living room. It's going to have a bookstore, a C-store, a coffee shop, a bank, a clinic, all kinds of different things for the students, which then frees up space on different parts of our campus. And one of our iconic Breuer buildings that we have out here will now be freed up from the old dining hall to where we're able to slide in, hopefully, the School of Engineering, where our engineering science programs right now will be able to expand. We already have 50 engineering students here on campus. We accepted 50 this last fall, and so we're starting to ramp up. And so I need to make sure that that happens. And then we have such growth in the health sciences. That's the next thing that we'd have to look at expanding.
And Scott, I think this goes back to the previous question that you asked me about what we should say to people who are thinking about donating, and that's this. What Jerome just said is true. We're not talking and building a new School of Engineering. We're building a new School of Engineering, but we're building it in an existing facility and making good use of our resources. We're tremendous stewards, and that's not our idea. That's the idea of the Pioneer Sisters who founded us, who built the university with great thrift. There's a North Dakota spirit to that. So I got to tell you, we walk around on this campus with a little tile that's 1 square foot, and we look at it and we say, this is a square foot. Every single one is precious. We won't waste a penny on any of it. And that's really important. As far as 2040, 2050, 2080, in 2030, I'll only be 55, and Jerry will be just a little bit younger than that. So we'll still have plenty of life in us.
Well,
I'm not guaranteeing that, Scott.
It'll be exciting to see what happens there for sure. Okay, get a pen because we're going to tell you how to get a hold of Jerome if you want to learn more about all this. But first, a question for Monsignor. Go ahead and roll that.
I heard that kids who graduate from a Catholic high school have a special incentive to come to Mary, the University of Mary. Is it possible to explain the details on that?
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
And the challenge is you get to explain it in 30 seconds or less because we're at the end of the hour here.
No problem at all. The minimum institutional aid commitment that we make to graduates of Catholic schools nationwide is free room and board. And that's not our idea. That's an idea which is funded by some generous donors who believe in Catholic schools. And so this is a scholarship now going on 7 years, and it's allowed us to attract some of the cream of the crop, some of the best and the brightest, who are graduates of private Catholic schools all over the country. And so we've seen so much growth, for instance, out of the Twin Cities. Lots of students coming up here from Minneapolis. Many of them come from Catholic schools. And so it's free room and board as the minimum institutional aid commitment of a student who graduates from a Catholic school.
Jerome, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can reach me by calling the switchboard at 255-7500. Or my direct office is 355-8072, but they can pull it up on the web. They can do all kinds of things. And just to add to Monsignor's comment, 99%, over 99% of our students receive...
We got to go. All right, we'll save it for next time, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. Spring spas and pool tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.